and Giant Killer present the Ryan and Domcast with your hosts, Ryan Salick and Dominic Allegra.
The ball gets away. We are headed to... Oh, no! Ian Boyd!
Welcome back to the Ryan and Domcast, your favorite podcast for George Mason athletics and other happenings at the George Mason University.
I like how you
we
put that.
We are your hosts. Thank you. Yeah. We're your hosts, Ryan Salick and Dom Allegra. Dom, give him a shout out.
Give who a shout out?
Our listeners.
Oh, what's up, y'all? What's good, fam?
That's what I'm talking about.
What's
it's
good,
been a
fam?
While. It's been a minute.
It's been a little more than a minute.
Yep. Dom and I, you know, after Brooklyn, the devastating loss in Brooklyn, we were pretty down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like making much of a recording, and then after that we didn't really have much material.
Well, not much, not just that. Like after that, like we just didn't have the time. You know,
yeah.
We are students,
yeah.
You know. Y'all
finals
know we are students. Yeah. You know, speaking of final exams, how'd those go for you, Ryan?
Mine went pretty well. Yeah, you know what? Ended up with some straight A's, got one A minus in music theory, but we're okay with that.
Oof.
What about you, Dom?
You know, so far, okay. I just refuse to check my grades.
You're that kind of a guy.
I don't like checking my grades. I just don't like checking my grades.
I'm that kind of, I can't sit there and think about it. I just got to do it. I just do it right away.
I can't do that. I don't like, I'd rather not know than know.
So do you not know what your grades are yet?
I don't
know.
Have
you not checked them?
Nope.
It's been like 2 weeks since classes ended.
Yep. Have not checked them.
You know what would be fun is if you checked them right now.
I will not check them right now.
That's, you're a coward.
I will not check them. I don't, I just don't like looking at them. Even though.
All right.
Yeah, you know. I did have, there was one funny thing. Okay, so my international relations theory professor called me about my exam. And
okay.
He's like, Dominic, is this Dominic? Yes. Who is this? It's your professor from international relations theory, Mr. Danella. How are you? I'm like,
how did he get your phone number?
Well, you put it down on the test. Just
you put your phone number on the test?
Yeah. So, like, in case, like, you, because it's sometimes it's half Scantron, half short answer. So, like, he'll contact you if, say, like, you missed a bubble and so all the rest of your answers are wrong because you filled in the wrong bubble. So, he'll let
you. I've never given a professor my phone number before.
What about Maiello?
He gives us his phone number, but I've never given him mine.
Oh. But anyway. Like, I get this phone call, and I'm like, ooh, what did I do wrong?
Yeah,
That's not good. But he calls me. He's like, I just wanted to congratulate you. You got one of the highest scores in the class. I'm like,
oh, hot dog. What, like, but you won't check your grades?
No, I won't check my grades.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Nah.
Well.
Not about it.
Not about it.
But, you know, so... everything other than my statistics final, which is still a government class for some reason.
Makes no sense to me, but okay. Statistics is just counting, right? You just gotta, like, count things.
Nope. I wish it was that easy.
I think that's all it is.
No. There's a bunch of stuff I don't understand.
Well, all that matters is that it's over.
Yeah. I'm hoping I got a B or something in it.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
And now that it's over, what are your plans for the summer?
Well, I'm working in D.C. at a court.
At a court?
Yeah, a court.
That's pretty intense. Like the Supreme Court?
Well, I mean, not the Supreme Court, but like a federal court that deals with like tax and claims and all that other stuff.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
It's, you know, I'm... If y'all did not know, I'm a government international politics major, so that is what I do. But on the side, I'm also photographing. I'll be, well, I'm, we're trying to, Ron and I the GK by George photographer. We're looking at trying to get credentials for DC United and the Nats. Possibly, you know, shoot some games every once in a while, which will, you know, be a lot of fun, I think.
That would be pretty dang cool, if you ask me.
I know, right? But
so are you getting paid for any of this?
My work, I'll get paid.
Oh, okay. At the court, you get paid?
Yeah, I get paid.
That's good.
But
I do not currently have a job. Uh-oh. But listen to this.
How will you finance your college education?
You're correct. But I got an interview today with to be a server, a waiter at a breakfast restaurant. So hopefully I get that. I have that tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning. Whew. So that's going
to
be early.
Well, it is a breakfast restaurant, so I guess they would expect you to be up at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I do like working, so, and I'm already bored. I've been home for a week, so I need a job.
Have you gotten to the point where, because sometimes you have like nothing to do, one day like you just sleep until 2?
No, you know what? I haven't slept until 2 yet. I think the latest I've slept in so far is probably like 11:30.
Oh,
but even then, I don't know if it counts. I think I woke up at like 10:30 and then just laid in bed for an hour is probably what happened.
Okay. So like, yeah, that's more of what happens to me. So like I'd wake up at like, I don't know, 11 and then sit in my bed for like 2 hours.
Right.
There's no reason to get up.
Exactly. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, but like last couple of days I've slept in because I've nothing to do. I had to get up early today because I had to shoot some graduation photos for our music friend Kendall, who's one of the drummers in the Green Machine. And I did a couple photos for him. So that was
fun fact about Kendall. He got President Angel Cabrera to come to his recital.
Yeah, that was interesting. When was that again? Early May?
Yeah, that was real early May.
Yeah.
I was in awe.
Yeah, I was surprised.
President Cabrera came on out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was great of him. But I think it's time to get into some George Mason basketball, the men's team.
Jorge Mason basketball.
But we've had two, I guess not necessarily surprise. One was a surprise to me, and then the other, kind of expected. If you don't know, Jared Reuter left, has forgoed his final year.
Foregone, I believe, is the word you're looking for.
Whatever. He has foregone his final year of eligibility with Mason to look for other pro level teams or whatever. So that makes me think, oh, he's maybe going to go to Europe or something and play there.
He would be fairly tall.
He is fairly tall. And if he, I guess, puts in the work, obviously, he should be able
It seemed like he put in a lot of work this season, so I don't know. I don't know. What do you think, Dom? Will he play there long? If he makes it into Europe, will he play there long?
Maybe, if he gets established, I'd say he gets like maybe five years.
Yeah.
I want to say 5 years. If he, you know, gets on his feet well enough. If he, like, it's all dependent on where you go. There are many leagues that are better than others. And
I will say I'm not super familiar with European basketball, so
yeah,
no expert here.
Yeah, there are definitely leagues that are better than the others, but the trick is to find the one that best suits you. So, Jared Reuter, you will be missed.
Those bright white socks. I'll miss those bright white socks.
That's very true. Yeah, and All his luscious beard. You can't forget his about luscious his luscious beard.
He really was. He was just a wholesome person all around, I feel like.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
A couple times. The kind of guy you bring home to your parents and say, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, this is Jared."
Jared. Does he go to Jared?
I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Or he might be more of a Zales kind of a guy.
A Zales guy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who's the second one, Dom?
We have Jair Grayer leaving.
Transferring.
He is leaving after his, I guess, I don't know if it's been approved yet, but his medical hardship waiver, which I guess if he is looking at other colleges, should be approved by now by the NCAA. And he's looking at a bunch of schools. He's already toured. He's already officially visited Arkansas. But you have, like, Virginia Tech on that list. And don't even get me started if Grayer goes to Virginia Tech. Because, the pain and suffering that would go through us. Because,
It'd be too hard to watch him play for another school in Virginia.
Well, that... And, like, we had, I think a semi-comparison that you could make is to, like, Luke Hancock, who played earlier, like, in the 2012 season, I think, for Mason. And, you know, he transferred and went to Louisville and went to win the national championship with Louisville back in 2013. And
so what you're saying is wherever Jair Grayer goes, he's going to win the national championship.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's right.
There's a correlation. We build strong guys at George Mason.
And we ship them off. We're like the Browns.
We're like arms dealers.
We're like the Browns.
The Browns.
Yeah, you know, they get bad quarterbacks and then ship them off and they become elite quarterbacks. But like... Yeah, I will not be very happy if he goes to VT because, one, it's in Virginia, and second of all, I just, you know, they're a much better team than we are. They were ranked for pretty much the whole season last year, and it's just, I don't want to see that, so, but.
Yep.
Yeah, Other than that, I think... Do you know what time it is, Ryan?
Oh, I know what time it is. It's the moment you've all been waiting for like 2 months. I know. What music have you been listening to? Because obviously it wasn't good because you didn't get it from me. It's time for Ryan's Song of the Week. Song of the Week was because it wasn't last week, it was like 8 years ago.
That's a good way to put it.
But I thought long and hard. I've been listening to a lot of music. I've been trying to find some summery music because it's always good to have like seasonal music that you only listen to certain times of the year. Kind of gets you in the mood for summer, you know? Sun's out, guns out, that kind of a thing.
Oh yeah.
Are you a sun's out, guns out kind of a guy, Dom? You got some nice tank tops you wear?
I'm not like a sun's out, guns out type of body. So like,
hey Dom, the dad bod is in right now. That's all I gotta say.
Exactly. You know what? We're bringing it back. You know, who needs those six pack abs?
Not me. That's
I got
for
the
sure.
one pack. It's a keg.
But, okay, so anyway, we got off track. But this week's song of the week, which is interesting because I picked this before I listened to By George's podcast, which just recently came out,
mm-hmm.
in which they talked about Vampire Weekend. And my song of the week is Sunflower by Vampire Weekend, which is from their newest album, just recently released, their new album, Father of the Bride.
Mm.
It's real summery. It starts with this groovy bass lick, and it just gets stuck in my head. It's been stuck in my head for like 3 days since I found it. It's a good summer song. It's a good song to, you know, it's like, if it's like 3 p.m. and you're riding in your car, your windows are down, you got your sunglasses on, it sun's out, guns out, and you can bump this song, and that's summer, baby.
Are your playlists that detailed?
That detailed? Yeah. I have a playlist for every different situation.
Oh, okay. So like 4:31 on a Thursday afternoon with scattered showers and high humidity.
Oh, yeah. I got one for that. That one's easy.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Double checking.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Good. But as always, if you have a suggestion for the song of the week, go ahead and shoot it to us.
It is now the last segment of our podcast. We're doing a short one this week. You know, both busy. We did say we were both, you know, not doing very much, you know, relaxing. But, you know, we have errands.
Hey, well, I have an interview for
you.
A
do
job.
Have an interview tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. But
8:30. I'm going to bed. It's 4:30 here right now, and I'm going to bed when we're done.
It's 4:30.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, 4:45.
I'm like, oof. Is Nebraska off by an hour and 15 minutes?
Indeed, it is.
Wow. I had no idea. But
speaking of Nebraska and George Mason.
Yes.
Tell them what might correlate those two groups, Dom.
Well, if y'all don't know, the basketball team goes on a... basically a Thanksgiving tournament every season, and this year we have decided to go to the Cayman Islands for the Cayman Islands Classic, which will have lots of big name company with us down there. And you know, a couple of the By George members are, you know, thinking about maybe doing a little trippy whippy down there.
A little trippy whippy. Please never say that again.
But
I beg you.
But we're basically looking at, you know, possibly going down to Cayman Islands. That'll be a fun time. We mentioned that Nebraska and George Mason. Seizure. Nebraska and George Mason will be both in the field for this tournament.
I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
If Nebraska and George Mason can play each other, my dreams will come true. Will I know who to root for? No idea.
Who do you think will win?
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Because you do have
Nebraska,
a new coach.
We do have a new coach, but here's the deal. So... George Mason's returning, like, I don't know, like 85% of their offense or something like that, 90% of their offense. But they're only losing Otis. Oh, and Jair.
And
Reuter. Okay. Yeah, a lot. Okay, so, but they do have some good names returning.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Nebraska has, like, zero good names returning. But we did just get a new coach, Fred Hoiberg, who coached at, he coached at Iowa State for the longest time when Iowa State was doing pretty well. And then... he got big and went and coached at the Chicago Bulls for a while.
Oh.
And got fired there because he doesn't know how the NBA works, I think.
Nice.
So, but he was a big name in college basketball. So we're hoping that Freddie Hoiberg knows what's up.
Mm.
We did just get a new transfer from Tennessee.
Oh. So
we're hoping he's pretty good.
But I need you to answer the question.
Oh, right. Who will win? Yeah. So honestly, I think that George Mason would win.
Really?
Just because I do. Because the problem is that Nebraska is going to have no leadership.
I see.
And George Mason still has Justin, and they still have a couple freshmen.
Yeah.
Jordan who Miller. Are back. Jordan Miller. Who are back, and they're going to be some good leadership. And Nebraska just doesn't have that now. And a preseason tournament, especially, I think they.
It's
that
not
George
preseason.
Mason
it's during Thanksgiving.
Okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah. But among this field, we have New Mexico State ODU as the Old Dominion University. We have Cinderella Loyola Chicago. We have Nebraska. We have University of South Florida, Colorado State, George Mason, and Washington State University. The matchup I'm looking for is Loyola Chicago versus George Mason, the Battle of the Cinderellas.
Well, why not both?
What do you mean why not? Well, I'm you know, I'd be content playing Nebraska for your own satisfaction.
That would be so cool. Wait, hear me out.
Okay.
When is this bracket being released? Do we know?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I would assume that it'll be sometime either late July or early August. Because that's when
anxiously await that day.
Yes, me too. But if I had a choice of a matchup for Mason, either first or second round or whatever, I'm definitely choosing Loyola Chicago instead of Nebraska just for the satisfaction for me.
What do you think overall? Like, what do you think overall? How do you think we might do in this tournament?
Well, depending on how we
play, do you think it really matters?
The tournament?
Yeah.
To an extent, yes. There are a couple big names in there. You know, you have Loyola Chicago and South Florida and maybe even New Mexico State, but getting wins over USF, Loyola Chicago, those would be good for a resume. Do I think we're going to be even close to an NCAA tournament appearance next year? Probably not. I'll say no in, what is it, May? I'll say no.
Those super too early preseason polls.
Exactly.
Dom's voting no. For the NCAA tournament.
Nope. I am saying no. Do I think that this will have a bigger impact on our season than the Emerald Coast Classic that we did last year? I don't think so. Because, you know, we had Baylor and Cincinnati and a bunch of other teams like that in there. The Power 6 and Power 5 teams there. Those definitely resume boosters for NCAA appearances. This one not as much, but I will definitely say I think this one will be a lot more fun, especially being on the island. It's a beautiful island. I've seen lots of photos of it, but yeah, I think it'll be a fun tournament for them. Do I think we'll win the whole thing? No, but I think we're going to definitely do our best to get as far as we can.
Sure.
Hopefully that's at least a semifinal appearance or whatever. But, you know, Loyola Chicago is definitely the my favorite to have a matchup for George Mason at least once in this tournament. Nebraska being second, of course.
Of course.
But if Mason can, I guess, do better than an 18-15 record this season and get a bunch of wins in this Cayman Islands Classic. I think it'll definitely help, especially with those neutral site games. Yeah. Other than that, you have anything else to say, Ryan?
I'm all good. I'm cozy here in Nebraska. If you don't know, this is the first podcast that Dom and I have recorded in separate states.
Yeah, or just separately.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because we always used to do it. But we'll have to figure out how we're going to do this next year, because I won't be living on campus.
Tom's so, moving off campus, but
living off
it's okay.
Campus.
We will pursue. We will. Expect these to start soon. And by soon, I mean next semester at some point, probably.
I think hopefully I'm thinking we do at least one more of these during the summer, maybe like at the end, and then start up maybe doing once a week, maybe like, I don't know, second week of school or something like that.
Yeah.
We got to get acclimated. Yeah. We are students, of course. But I think that would be a little good little I think
on that note,
okay,
let's peace out.
We're gonna peace out. Okay, this has been the Ryan and Dom cast, part one, summer edition. We will see you later.
Follow the guys on Twitter at Ryan_Salek and at Dominic Allegra. The Ryan and Dom cast, brought to you by GMU Giant Killer, your place for all things George Mason basketball.